Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We're going to keep talking about Christmas movies now because we have a bumper watch list this week. And here to tell us everything we should be watching over the Christmas are Michael Daugherty, RTE Guide movie editor, and freelance culture journalist Zara Hederman. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Cheers, Brendan.
Okay, so Zara, will we start with TV? And of course, at Christmas, we get a lot of one-off specials of various beloved TV shows. A lot of people very excited about Gavin and Stacey, the finale. So this is the end of it.
Seemingly so, yeah. And I have heard rumours as well that there's a death in maybe this episode too. So that kind of brings a finality as well to it. So basically what we have is Gavin and Stacey are spending Christmas in Essex this year. Last year, or 5 years ago, they were in Wales and there was a lot of chaos going on there. That Christmas special was watched by 18 million people and it was the highest watched non-sporting event of that kind of decade. And I have talked to people, I wouldn't be a huge Gavin and Stacey fan. I've watched a couple of episodes and have enjoyed them. But I've heard people say that they didn't love that last one. But despite that, they're really excited for what the next chapter is going to be. And in this next chapter, seemingly we're going to get a bit more into Nessa's checkered past, who's of course Ruth Jones. So that is one to look into. And also we were left on the cliffhanger of Nessa telling Smithy that she loved him and wanted to marry him. So that will be on Christmas Day at 9 p.m.
on BBC One. And we'll have Uncle Bryn and all the usual there.
Probably
as well.
In absolute stress, yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Bryn's a classic. Michael, there's also a Doctor Who Christmas special starring our own Nicola Coughlan, Doctor Who Joy to the World on BBC One also on Christmas Day.
Yeah, this seems very exciting. Whovians are very excited about this.
Whovians.
Whovians is what they call themselves, apparently. Yeah, it's one of those multiverse stories. And Nicola Coughlan, he plays this young woman who checks into a London hotel and opens a time door, which is the portal to the past, and she finds things like dinosaurs and the like, and then so she needs a good doctor to come in and save her and save the day. A lot of money spent on this. BBC are really plugging this and Wallace and Gromit as their two big events of the Christmas season on TV, and it's very exciting because we've had a couple of Irish actors in the Christmas special, Dervla Kerwin, etc., and Andrew Scott. Okay. So now we have Nicola. So I think it'll be a big watch.
BBC One Christmas Day, 5:10. Okay, Zara, let's not put it off any further. Squid Game is back on Stephen's Day.
Yeah.
The whole series dropping.
Whole season.
There's your
two.
Christmas binge.
Exactly. Yeah. And now I actually have to admit, when the season one came out in 2021, I was really fascinated by it, but I was really scared watching it. So I only made about 3 episodes in because it's so violent and it's like so brutal as well. But I do love that really dystopian style of television and the kind of Black Mirror, Handmaid's Tale, where it's like the lengths people go for survival, but also having that human connection, because within Squid Game, obviously a lot of people have watched it will know it's based on the game where you can win a big huge prize money, but like when you're eliminated it's not just you leave through the green room and you go home, you're
like hometown,
exterminated. So in this one, season two, so this one is 7 episodes where I believe season one was 9. So we have the Victorious character, I won't give any spoilers, so the Victorious character in season two is kind of looking to enact some revenge and probably bring the Squid Games to an end.
Okay, so that's Squid Game, all on Netflix on Stephen's Day. We'll start moving a bit through things now. Michael, you mentioned Wallace and Gromit, another quintessential kind of Christmas offering. Vengeance Most Foul is on BBC One Christmas Day, 6:10.
Yeah, this is BBC's big story, because I mean, if you look at all the stings, all the Christmas stings, anything they're doing, it's all gone through the prism of Wallace and Gromit. 16 years since The Matter of Loaf and Death, but this is actually a sequel to The Wrong Trousers, where if you remember, the dastardly Feathers McGraw, who was trying to kill the lads, he had his collar felt and eventually ended up in prison. Well, now he's back and he has a robot gnome doing his nefarious work. But it's basically it's what people love and expect from Wallace and Gromit. You know, it's sort of old school traditional. There's a lot of cheese eating, a lot of inventions and machines and things that go bump in the night. And it's just, I've only seen about 10 minutes of it because BBC have kept it really under wraps, but it looks wonderful and it's going to be a big hit on Christmas Day.
Okay, Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, BBC One Christmas Day at 6:10. So Zara, if people aren't interested in any of that kind of festive stuff. You are recommending that they rent Juror Number 2, I think, is on Amazon. I think it's, you can get it there on Apple and all the streamers as well. You pay a fiver or whatever.
Yeah. Have you seen this film by any chance, Brendan?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it had a very limited cinema release back in November, and I went to the cinema knowing absolutely nothing about it. I knew Nicholas Hoult was in it, and that was it. I knew Clint Eastwood, that was all I knew. And about 10-15 minutes into it, when the first twist is dropped, I turned to the person that I was with and I was aghast, and I was like, oh, this is going to be excellent. And from there on, there's just continuous like little twists and drops, and it's like Rashomon as well, of like one person in particular who's serving on a jury, like having to relive a particular night, and you know, his involvement in the trial, how involved is he in it, and it's just incredible, and it's very well done, and it's, you know, if you miss 90s courtroom drama films, okay, this is so perfect.
Okay,
I loved
you're
it.
Very highly recommending that. Film. Okay, that's Juror Number 2 on Prime Video and elsewhere. Fair play to Clint Eastwood, still directing away. Michael, this will be a gem that a lot of people have not seen, but that people are absolutely rhapsodising about this year. That They May Face the Rising Sun is being shown on RT1 on Stephen's Day.
Yeah, absolute gem. It's directed by Pat Collins. It's a John McGaughan tale. And it's one of those stories that it's about everything and it's about nothing. It's set in the 80s as a couple who moved to rural Ireland. And it's just their day-to-day quotidian life of who they meet, people passing by, people dropping in for a cup of tea. And Asher, how's you getting on and all this? And what's going on down the long field? And you'd imagine this stuff mightn't work over 90 minutes. And it's absolutely compelling, beautifully shot, beautifully written, and Barry Ward leads the cast, but it's a tremendous cast. Lawler Roddy's in there. I mean, Sean McGinley's in there. It's just an absolute gem that you think will only work on the page, but it works beautifully on screen. And I'd highly recommend it because it's not something that's getting a lot of traction, which is why I mentioned it. But okay, it's really, as you will, people will, especially Irish audiences, will lap it up.
Okay, that They May Face the Rising Sun, RT1, December 26th at 9:20. Zara, you wanted to mention a couple of kind of classic movies. People do like an old movie around Christmas. So High Society on BBC Two on Christmas Day at 11:05, and The Apartment, which is on Prime Video.
Yeah, so High Society is based on the Philadelphia Story, which Catherine Hepburn and Jimmy Stewart were in. This one has Grace Kelly, Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. And I remember seeing it as, I think I was about 10 or 11, and just immediately being just captivated by it, because it's just like the technicolor of it and the musical numbers to it. Grace Kelly is incredible. And it's a real one, I think, like with young kind of kids to sit down and watch, for them as well. That was a real film that got me into like older films as well. So it's a great gateway. So that would be a huge recommend. And The Apartment, of course, the quintessential New Year's Eve film with Shirley MacLaine and Jack Lemmon. Just such a brilliant Billy Wilder 1960s film that so perfectly melds rom-com and drama, but also like quite taboo for its time, given like what Jack Lemmon's character is, his main kind of modus operandi with The Apartment. Quite a scandalous thing where he's letting his colleagues use his apartment for extramarital affairs, and then meeting Shirley MacLaine and their whole kind of relationship. So that is such a brilliant one. So
all right, there's two great oldies to watch, and there's been plenty more around. I'd say Black Narcissus is somewhere on the schedule somewhere. It usually is a Christmas. Another classic.
It is.
You can confirm that, Michael.
I can confirm it.
Yeah, look out for it. It's a great one. The Wind. Mm. Michael, something for the kids. Matilda the Musical on BBC One on Stephen's Day at 6:20, 17:40.
Yeah, absolutely. This is another gem. I mean, first it was, you know, the famous Raoul Dahl book. Then there was the musical of the book. Then there was the stage musical. And now this is the movie of the stage musical. And it's tremendous. And what's really lovely is that it's our own Alicia Weir. Is, you know, she beat hundreds of people to get the lead role, and she's tremendous. And you have Emma Thompson there as Miss Trunchbull. Great songs, Tim Minchin. It's wonderful. But if you've seen the musical or even and read the book, and like most people have done at least one of those things, you'll lap this one up.
Yeah,
it's
or
glorious.
Indeed, there are many people who have seen the film 10 times, yes, and will watch it again at Christmas.
Yeah, watch it 11 times. She's still great. Yeah. And fair play to Alicia. Knock Lyons' finest.
And Zara, again, for something a little bit more spiky, you're recommending The Family Stone on Disney Plus. This is a real classic dysfunctional family Christmas kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I picked it as an excuse to rewatch it as well the other day. It's just so brilliant and has such a great cast of Diane Keaton, Sarah Jessica Parker, Rachel McAdams, Dermot Mulroney. And I just love that kind of the vein of almost like a terms of endearment where there's chaos in a family and then there's like a central kind of mother figure who obviously then, I won't give any spoilers, but something happens. It's just brilliant. It's so funny, and watching it again, like I've seen it about 10, 15 times and I could do it again. It's great.
Yeah, Family Stone on Disney Plus. Michael, the big movie on Christmas Day on RTE1, or one of them anyway, is Top Gun Maverick at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, it's 36 years since Top Gun, although you wouldn't know by looking at Tom Cruise, who has a picture in his attic, so he's now the leader of the hotshot pilots, and he's teaching them. And it's the same story. There's a new group of young guns, and one of them includes the son of Goose's son. So there's a bit of a frisson there if people remember the original Top Gun. And that's really it. Just him showing that he's still got it. He's still the king. They might all be these young bucks and all. There's lots of testosterone going around, but Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise.
But if you're semi-comatose after a day of eating and drinking, it could be the perfect thing at 10 o'clock, totally undemanding. Yeah. And Zara, if people are getting out to the cinema, so on Friday, the Robbie Williams biopic, Better Man, is being released, and Robbie Williams is played by a monkey in it, and it's getting rave reviews.
Yeah, and you know, seeing the rave reviews and reading more about it, I felt very shameful of my initial reaction when I heard about this, because I thought it sounded like an absolute joke, him being played by a CGI chimpanzee portrayed by John O'Davies. But actually reading about it and why he chose this, he said, you know, that he had always felt less evolved than other people, and also the kind of performing monkey aspect of becoming hugely famous as a teenager would take that into his career. And I do think for a music biopic, it's great, and like I'm much appreciated to have something that's a bit of a different approach, because we are getting a bit tired of, you know, the Rocketmans, even like the Bob Dylan one coming up in January. Like, to have something like this, and also the rave reviews, like there was one in a 5-star review that just said how like compelling and self-aware it is, and also being very honest and emotional in telling like the struggles that he had throughout his fame. So yeah, definitely one to check out.
Better Man, coming to cinemas on Friday. And Michael, not actually out on New Year's Eve, but will we mention We Live in Time, which is a new film from the terrific Irish director John Crowley.
Yeah, you mentioned World Renowned Cork Artists earlier on. We have John Crowley of Brooklyn and Intermission fame. This is a wonderful, I was going to say romantic comedy, but it's sort of, it's very sad. I don't want to say what the sadness is, but it's a relationship between a young couple, Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh, who are terrific, and an obstacle is placed in their way, I'll say no more. But it's like, if you have tears, prepare to shed them now type of thing. It's a wonderful movie, a great start to the new year on the big screen. And Crowley, he's such a good conductor, because it's a difficult story and he managed to weave all the parts together. So it's not too sad, it's not too rom-commy, and has the best meet-cute ever, where she actually knocks him down with her car, which is a really good definition of a meet-cute.
Okay, probably these days now I have to say, and nobody is suggesting that anyone should try and meet someone.
No, please don't. Don't try this at home.
Zara, before we go, another one that people... Christmas is a time when you have space to catch up with various kind of films and stuff that people might have missed out on over the last while. So Eileen, starring Anne Hathaway, which kind of sunk on its cinema release. It's on Sky and Now TV. Is it good?
As someone who's a big fan of the book that it's based on, Otessa Moshfegh's book, I was satisfied with it. I think Anne Hathaway is very good in it. Thomasin McKenzie is also very good. But if you're a fan of the book, it doesn't really bring the extreme darkness and grotesqueness of that book to screen. It is a bit more sanitized.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate its portrayal on the screen. And also,
so for someone who's not comparing it to the book,
It's a perfectly good one. And actually, Otessa Moshfegh was involved in the writing of it. So it does kind of, the dialogue and stuff translates very well. But don't watch it now with a room full of all your family members, because it is...
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of uncomfortable at parts.
Yeah, okay. And actually, if people were looking for reading to do over Absolutely. Christmas, all her books.
It was my first book
three or four of her
year.
Books, and
yeah.
they're fantastic.
They're brilliant.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael Doherty and Zara Hederman, and thank happy you. Christmas. And you can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by the series producer, Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Janice Furphy was the broadcast coordinator, and Mark Dwyer was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy, and a happy Christmas from me and all the team here, and I'll talk to you in a few weeks.